Hey.
Hey.
How's it going? This is the Frayed Wire Podcast, episode 10.
Frayed Wire X, just to keep it official.
Yep, we haven't decided on the title, but it'll be something about firing lasers. Which is, I've just been watching so many of those stupid YouTube poop videos.
They're stupid but funny, just like Borat and now Bruno.
Yeah, I saw that got like $30.2 million in the weekend box office.
So stupid, huh? I don't want to see it. This extends such a stereotype for our demographic.
Yeah, but that's pretty good for, you know, an R-rated comedy with all these gay jokes.
I guess.
Usually, those types of movies don't do too well. Anyway, let's get started with the posts. We'll just go along the new ones we've had for this 3 weeks or a month or however long it's been. Wait a minute, did we say episode 10 at the beginning?
Yes, we did.
Because it's only episode 8.
Oh, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. Well, okay, episode 8. Something about lasers. Free app spotlight, Vampires Alive, is the first post.
Ooh.
Yeah. Woot, you know, woot. It looks kind of stupid, but it's interesting.
Is it a fun game? I was reading it. It sounds pretty interesting, but it sounds very limited.
I brought my eye touch with me here.
Oh, sweet biscuits.
Yeah, I bought an eye touch, but everybody who's reading the site probably knows that.
You touched the eye touch?
I touched it, definitely.
There it is.
There it is, vampires.
Oh, sweet. You're connecting?
Oh, crap. I gotta wait for it to reach the internet. Okay. We'll get back to that one.
Alright, so,
Reader poll, which album should Matt review for sure?
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty much a rip off of yours, but alright.
It's good. You can always use album reviews. Mm-hmm. So now I'm starting to put the polls just only on the sidebar, since they can only show up in one place on a page. Normally when I put it in the post, it would only show up in the post.
Right. Let's check the results for that real quick.
Well, let's see.
Oh, 3 votes. Whoop, yeah, whoop.
And none in, like, nothing has more votes than something else, so. Except for the Tom Petty album, which has nothing.
Fail. This is, that sounds just Vampires Live.
If they can hear me, I don't know.
Okay.
Nothing much to say, but there you go. It kind of looks like, what's up there?
Sweet.
Anyway, and, it's all good.
Yep, alright, there it goes. Now, let's keep going. The result for your poll with Albums and Josh review for Faux Show. Looks like it's In the City by Kevin Rudolph.
That's right. Yay. And Jazz. The one thing that I just wish would have won, Lead Sales Paper Anchor.
Got no votes.
No votes.
I've never even heard of Paper Anchor.
Yeah, you should, because it's not bad. It's kind of a cross between rock and metal. It's metal for people who are just starting to get into metal.
Okay.
Sure, we'll leave it at that.
Alright, let's scroll down. Revenge of the Fallen. Now, we actually saw this together.
I know.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of my score? 7.8.
I agree. I agree with your pros and cons and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. The story was exactly the same as the first. Pretty
well,
much.
I mean,
they had to find something, protect it, and get it somewhere.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of the whole plot.
And then they had the most racist thing since Jazz. The twins.
Yeah.
Is that necessary?
You know,
I'm surprised.
It was just once they had the whole thing where, like, oh no, we don't do a lot of reading. That's when I knew they took it too far.
And they looked like monkeys.
Yeah.
And they were always talking about popping caps and such.
They had, like, messed up teeth and everything.
They were grills.
Grills.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it wasn't a bad movie. There's some people that are saying it was incredible, it was the best movie they've ever seen. Well,
and then the complete opposite, it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I think I'm leaning towards it was just kind of okay.
Yeah, maybe, like, if okay was 0, and I'd say it was like 1, like barely above average.
Yeah. So, you know, 7.8, I kind of think it's a little too high of a score.
Yeah, maybe like 7.2, 1.
Yeah, but I just said like somewhere in the review that it was a better movie than the first Transformers. So I looked at my Transformers 1 review and I gave it a 7.5. So I knew I had to give it something higher than 7.5.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just so it would all make sense and be consistent.
There go your dreams. Goodbye. Yeah,
goodbye. Well, not if I spend $10 for the firmware upgrade. But why?
Yeah, you what's the point?
There's nothing really to get with it. It's free with all the iPhones, so, I mean, they get it.
You could just get an iPhone, then.
I don't need an iPhone. That's like $80 a month to pay for the service.
Dang, son.
I know. It's expensive. So, I read somewhere that, like, only 1% of all the iTouch users got the 3.0 thing. So, I'm thinking eventually they're going to have to lower the price or just make it free so more people get it.
Smart.
I know. So, I'm just going to wait. And, I mean, if I ever really wanted the blog on WordPress.com, just on the iTouch, I could go to the website.
Yeah.
So, it's not that big of a deal. I never really was planning on it anyway because the keyboard's so small and I make so many mistakes. My thumbs are too fat.
Fatty.
I'm such a fatty. Anyway, iTouch, the iTouch is the next post.
It's like we've said in previous podcasts, it's a pretty long post that says nothing.
Yeah, so one of the main points at the bottom is about Twitter. I started my Twitter account. And
oh, really?
Yeah. And I don't really, I'm not getting into it, you know?
You should say, oh, I just got up, FML. That's what people always say.
I should, but, like, everybody I know has, like, a Facebook page, but barely anyone has a Twitter account.
I think it's for more, like, business people or, like, people with a job.
Or just kind of tech-heavy people.
Yeah, because, like, you're an average Joe. What are you going to say that everyone's fascinated with? I had golden grahams for breakfast today.
Well, the golden grahams are delicious.
They're okay.
But, you know, I can say all that on Facebook. And if I actually want to say something stupid, like as a status update, why not say it on the thing that everybody can look at rather than
just like two people.
Yeah. Because I doubt any of the famous people I'm following care about anything I have to say. But it's kind of interesting to see what they're doing. But
who are you following?
I got like Lance Armstrong, Tony Hawk, and Shaquille O'Neal, and Miley Cyrus, I think, is there too. Ashton Kutcher.
You should say, I just killed someone.
That'll get people's attention.
But what?
The problem is, a lot of people's tweets are like replies to someone else, so you never really know what they're talking about.
Oh.
They go, like, at somebody. Oh, yeah, I agree. Let's meet here.
Maybe you have to always be on. Maybe it's like that.
Yeah, but I don't care. You know, actually, iTouch right here, I got some Twitter thing, and I can see what everyone's doing right now.
What? Right now?
Right now, with Twitterific. Let's look at, what's going on.
The real Shaq.
I've been a whole lot of place, but being at the Shaolin Temple in China has brought a tear to my eye. Buddha blessed.
Who is that? Is that Shaq?
Let's get to the top. Miley Cyrus gave Sensei Cleanser to a friend on Friday. They were really broken out. Just saw him, and the skin is clear and so beautiful.
Oh, thank you for that advertisement.
Oh, Paris Hilton is getting a manicure.
Oh, snap diggity.
And John McCain interview with the Voice of America on upcoming Afghanistan elections. Like,
who
cares? Do I care? Maybe John McCain cares. Yeah. The White House. Okay. Great. What does RT mean? Everybody's saying RT.
I don't know. I'm not a tweeter.
I don't know. There's a lot of from Sega. They keep talking. They won't shut up. Lance Armstrong. Let's see what his picture is.
Oh.
But it's something stupid. Because he's in the Tour de France.
Oh, it's a baby.
It's a baby. Great.
Tasty. Just kidding, I only eat them on the weekends.
3 hours ago, Paris Hilton felt motivated. Isn't that good?
No. That's enough tweetering. If they want to know what these people are doing, they can get one themselves and follow it.
Yeah, but I was thinking I would be a lot more interested in posting, like, a FrayedWire one. Like, I gave the password to every writer for the site. We could all just kind of put whatever we want.
Oh, wait, you gave it to me?
I could give it to you, I could give it to Carter, I could give it...
They never write, what's the point?
Well, maybe they'll be on Twitter, they'll keep things interesting and say something funny.
maybe.
I don't know. I mean, there's some people I just don't really trust, but, you know, we could see how that might go.
Yeah.
I just have to know that people will be following it, you know? That's, if no one's going to follow it, then what's the point?
Yeah, I agree. So let's move on. Current happenings.
What a generic title for a post.
I know.
Mm-hmm. So,
let's see.
What were we talking about there? The Sims 3. My sister bought it and I played it.
Is it fun?
It's The Sims, you know, how I remember it pretty much. Maybe a little better.
I don't know. If the price drops, I might pick it up.
Mm-hmm. The problem is, you can never really go out to the town and do all the stuff that's new because they always get tired or they get too hungry or something. And then I just try to sleep in other people's houses and then they kick me out. And then I insult him because of it.
Well, maybe you should try being the opposite gender. That might help.
I don't know. Maybe so, but yeah, to like make friends in there, you really have to just kind of go out and to the city and talk to people. But I can't because I gotta go to work. And then once I get home from work, he's too tired to do anything. The only time I get people over is when I have a fire and the fireman comes, and then after he puts out the fire, I just invite him to stay for dinner.
Don't you get days off from work?
Yeah, on the weekends and stuff. But then I spend time writing my novel so I can get money. So that's all that matters.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't write your novel so much. Go out and meet people.
Screw that. I need money.
Okay,
that's right. Oh, yeah, I was talking about updating the archives page, which is a lot of work if I'm going to do my plan to, like, make box art links instead of just text. Because it would get people's attention better.
Yeah.
You know, if you could look and see all the box art and it would catch your eye instead of reading everything.
Correct, yes.
But not everything has a box art, you know. And that's the problem. And then getting them all the same size. Yeah, big red. I mean, things would be bigger, some things would be smaller. That's what she said. But,
I wasn't gonna go there.
Okay.
Seems
so
like
it would just
popular
be...
post is the big red chewing gum review.
You know, I should go there and count how many comments there are about people's allergic reaction. This is getting out of hand.
I know, it's at least, like, 10.
I don't see it in the top posts, so let's just search for it.
Big red.
Why does Transformers come up when I'm talking about big red?
Maybe you say red in there.
I probably do. Wow, this is, all this stuff has nothing to do with big red at all.
Oh, that's a good post. Bully scholarship review.
Oh, yeah, there's another good post right there.
Oh, yes.
Matt's looking forward to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking of doing another one of those sometime. Like my most anticipated type of thing.
Nice. Dang
you know,
it.
I should just go to the archives. The archives. You know,
yeah.
Do people go there? Because we've
do.
Written a lot of stuff in the past. Just see, look at all this crap. It's awesome.
Big red chewing gum. Food review.
When I say, like, what did I say? I said something about we've reviewed food on this blog before, I think, but that's not true. That was, I took this from my old site. So if anybody wonders, that's what it is.
No, there has no, not been any food reviews done, I'm afraid, why?
Okay, so let's see, Rick has some sort of spice that he's allergic to, and it makes him break out in a sweat.
Thank you, Rick.
And then Bolter 40,000 says his gums and tongue start to hurt. His mouth swells up and I have a very sore throat. This lasts for several days and the only thing my doctor says is to gurgle salt water.
That sounds gross, but if it works.
And this person apparently has the same reactions as Bolter 4000. Tonsil swell, throat hurts.
Is this a gum or a poison?
And then we got Haley, Ken, Pete, Gabe, and Sharon, who says, I also had the same reaction to big gum. Big red gum. I used to chew it all the time when I was young and never noticed it until I got older. Now, whenever I chew big red gum, my tongue inside of my mouth and throat swells. I don't ever chew the gum anymore after the last reaction to the gum. I told that I'm probably allergic to the red dye in it.
Okay.
So, what do people think this is? Some sort of medical help site? I don't care. I'm kind of just laughing at it.
I'm not just laughing. That's all I do is laugh.
But it's not like these people who have commented even come back to respond to other ones. So it's not like there's a real conversation going on.
It's sort of like tweets.
I know. They just kind of put their information out there and no one cares in the end. But it makes people feel important. Kind of like this blog.
Yeah. All right, so let's scroll down to wherever we were. Call of Duty.
Yeah, Map Pack 2 review. All these Call of Duty World at War posts are getting kind of popular.
They are.
I know. A lot of people play this game. So this was a surprisingly long review.
Yeah.
Maybe I just kind of rambled on about zombies for too long.
But it's fun. I was playing with a big 1742 once, and we made it for a while because he's pretty good.
He is really good.
But I also did have the ray gun and, like, the electricity gun thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it's a little cheap.
Yeah, I just get irritated with zombie mode because once you get good, then you can play, like, around for 30 or 40 minutes until it really gets, like, that hard. And then you just lose and it's all over. You don't get an achievement or anything.
So there's no achievements?
Well, there are achievements, but sometimes you don't get any, and then once you spent 40 minutes doing it, and you don't get anything, it's just irritating.
Yeah, seems like it would be.
Yeah.
So let's keep scrolling down.
New conduit header.
Hey!
This is a two-sentence-long post. So, yeah, it's probably been up for too long now, but I don't know what to replace it with. I don't want to just go back to the old boring one.
That one with FW, that's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I'm trying to look for stuff that's coming out that, you know, is worthy of a header.
Stuff that you're into. Interested in. That'll make a tie-in.
Yes. What is there, though? That's the problem.
Let's see. What is coming out?
Wii Sports Resort is at the end of the month, but that's kind of far away. Does anybody care that much?
No. Knowing that people that are going to buy it wouldn't be interested enough to know it's coming out at the end of the month.
Yeah, they'll just see it in the store and
pick it up. I have regular Wii Sports. This is going to be better. It's going to be like bread and butter, but it's going to be like dog crap and dead skunk.
Exactly. Actually, I think Wii Motion Plus is kind of interesting because they're saying the new Zelda game is going to require it or something.
Maybe, if it sells well enough, so I want to buy one just to make it one-to-one sword slashing.
Yeah, and then there's all the... They're saying Tiger Woods with it is really good.
Mm-hmm. And Grand Slam Tennis, I heard that's pretty good.
I was hearing in a bunch of different reviews, people... Like, sometimes it works really well, and other times it completely fails.
Well, that's because they suck at tennis, on my guess. Knuckle touch. Yeah.
There you go. But, yeah, I mean, if it starts off good, because this is what, like, the first round of Wii Motion Plus games, so eventually they'll get better with it.
Like Red Steel 2, I'm looking forward to that.
But, like, the jump from Red Steel to the Conduit, it all uses the same controller, just people got smarter after a while. So
correct,
I'm hoping eventually they'll make an amazing Wii Motion Plus tennis game.
It's gonna come.
Yes. So, I mean, you might as well buy Wii Sports Resort. Get your Motion Plus already.
I don't know if I have that much dignity to be able to say I'm buying Wii Sports Resort.
Well, I think it looks okay. I don't know if I want to spend $50 on it.
But the Tiger Woods game comes with this, so just buy that. It's
that's
much better.
$60.
True. Yeah. But that comes with this, and Wii Motion Plus is like, what, $20 by itself? So that's like a $40 game. And
yeah.
If it's as good as people say, it's well worth the money.
It is.
But I'm not into golf, so...
Yeah.
It does have disc golf, though.
I know, but so does Wii Sports Resort.
Oh, I thought this had Frisbee Dog. Or
well, it has that, and it has disc golf.
Sweet.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. And it has canoeing, too.
Canoeing?
Canoeing, that's
right.
Whoa. What other stuff does that have? It has, like, the basketball thing.
That we saw at E3 with the more witty banter.
That's still hilarious how they had to say that. Well, I guess we should move on to 1 versus 100 beta impressions.
That game seemed underwhelming.
it's not bad, but I'm hearing maybe they're gonna make people pay for it once the full version comes out.
What?
And I'm not gonna like pay that? For it. I mean, it's just fine.
Just watch
the
TV show.
I thought they canceled it or something.
Oh, probably.
Because I never see that on TV anymore.
Maybe Bob Saget got a little too raunchy.
Yeah, Bob Saget. He started cursing with his own name. But, you know, it's good. The only problem is if you come in after the start, you're pretty much screwed because everybody has so much more points than you. You can't ever catch up.
It should literally be 1 versus 100 other people, not 4 people just going for the correct answer.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of see the percentage of the 100 people that got it right.
But still, I want to play against 100 other people.
Yeah, they've got that, like the 1 versus 100 part. But the problem is you have to be, like, 18 to do it and to get all the prizes.
Uh-oh. Is it raunchy? Maybe Bob Saget makes an appearance.
Yeah, Bob Saget comes and...
makes a lot of sex jokes.
Like he always does. Well, we're moving on to Internet Gaming Spotlight Pandemic 2.
I like this game. I've played it a lot. I always name it Swine Flu.
Such a noob thing to do.
I can never get Madagascar!
One time I got Madagascar, and I don't know how I did it. I don't know.
You lucky...
And then I, like, lost eventually.
Oh.
Yeah, I've never beaten it.
Madagascar and Japan, they can screw themselves.
You kind of have to start in Madagascar.
Right.
The thing. But you just gotta be lucky for that.
You really do. That game's mostly luck. Cause, like, you can slip into somewhere undetected for long enough for it to spread to the world. And then just, like, keep your symptoms right. Very unnoticeable. That's the key,
I think. Then suddenly make everybody get kidney failure. Kill the masses.
Yeah.
Well... I think this is the last post we
no,
got.
No, because it would be, I see what you mean.
Oh, yeah, for this week.
Yeah.
The Call of Duty Shino Numa glitches. She got a crap load of views.
And comments.
I kind of thought it would get a lot of views. Because, you know, people search for this stuff on the internet.
Right.
And 7 comments. It's pretty good for us.
But one guy just got completely told.
Yeah. Well, first guy, West, cool, I'll try it out. And then Dark 117, I know when you're sleeping. That's what happens when you press the phone to get the secret achievement.
Oh, did you get that already?
Yep.
Nice.
It's the first one I got.
Sweet.
One of the few ones I have.
And then SanF2009.
Comes in being a total jerk. You guys
troll.
And your glitches, why not play legit? You're not good enough, are you?
Wrong your.
Exactly. And then Max here, without his capitalization. Sometimes people like to cheat sometimes. Sometimes, 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 sometimes. It's
wait,
redundant.
Why is he so...
It's fun. It is. Okay, I guess that's the right one. Besides, why are you even looking at glitching videos if you're... Does anybody know how to do the right your? It says, going to be a goody-two-shoes legit player. Exactly. He thinks he's so cool. Exactly.
And I completely agree with PS3 guy. LOL, you told him! Exclamation point. Get some...
Wait, that was you?
No.
Oh.
I completely agree with
LOL, you told him. And then this guy, LOL, told...
Yeah, what's his...
What is
it?
Dope Smoker? Okay, well, that's good enough.
That's hilarious.
Always recruiting people for my new glitch team, GFX Star Glitch FX. We're advertising for this guy. He doesn't even know it. Anyone interested? Add me on the PlayStation 3. PSN Dope Smoker. You know, I could go into specifics like capitalization and where you use the threes, but does anyone care?
No.
You know, if they care, they'll contact us somehow, or just go read the post for themselves.
Right.
It says must at least. Be able to perform a strafe jump or be a fast learner.
LOL. This
get at me, guys. Whoa, what? 420? What's 420?
That's when all the people go out and smoke their pod.
Is that his hotel room? And then 360 guy, the opposite of PS3 guy.
It's probably the same guy.
It probably is. You told him real good. It can't even... Come on, it's a three-letter word, and you have to abbreviate it?
Oh, maybe wow. He's Irish. He's holding real good, matey. Swashbuckles.
Well, you know, maybe. People in Ireland have 360s.
Probably, matey.
Probably do. And now we're back to our episode
need
7.
More witty banter. The longest one ever.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. That's what you say.
Is that what I say?
Oh, wait.
No, it says only 40 minutes.
Oh, latest. I thought it was longest in line.
Yeah. We had a lot to talk about that time.
We did.
And now this time, we're stretching the post length.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What can we talk about now?
How about the games we're playing?
That's a good idea.
You go first. Ladies first, of course.
Oh, you. Right now, actually, I'm trying to look at all these iTouch games, you know, just because. So I'm getting, like, all the light versions of pretty much everything. And, you know, some are good, some are not so good.
What's a good one, what's a not so good one, what's an okay one?
Well, let's turn it on and see.
Hey!
Let's go through them all. Alright.
Oh, good, not a tweet, Bill.
Well, we should see. Oh, the internet connection failed.
Dane Cook?
Well, he's a good guy.
He's a
okay.
Mediocre comedian.
Then I guess we'll talk only about games so far. DDRS Lite. You know, it's not bad.
It's DDR where you tap.
Yeah, it's kind of what you would expect.
Oh, you have the shotgun app?
Heck yeah, I got the shotgun. But then I have the gun. This has got, like, all sorts of crap. That's pretty much all it is. But there's other guns.
Bring it into school.
Just hold it up.
Can I use the shotgun app real quick?
Sure. I was thinking of doing the free app spotlight on this.
So what do I do?
Launch shotgun. You know how to do it? Gotta, like, pump it up and down and then...
I don't get a dime.
You gotta, like, move it and...
Wait.
What'd you do? I've never even seen that before.
How do I fire?
Oh, you just gotta, like, move it. Kinda. Oh, yeah. So satisfying. Doesn't always work, though. That's the problem. Skadoosh. Wonder if people can hear it.
Alright, but that's enough. I'm sorry. Sorry to waste your precious time, dog.
It's good to see your shotguns. So, Tap Tap Revenge is free, and that's good. It's kind of a Guitar Hero ripoff where it's a rhythm game and there's just little notes falling towards the bottom of the screen and you hit them at the right time. But it's got, like, popular songs, and they're all free, which is...
Like what song? Maybe the best song in there.
The best song? Well, I don't know the best, but there's popular bands in there.
Well, give us an example.
They've got Rise Against.
Ah.
They have... I think there's Coldplay in there. They have Lady Gaga. Well, you know, popular at
least.
Yeah,
popular.
Big name.
Not White Zombie. Obscure.
They have a lot of weird things I've never heard of, but a lot of popular things I have heard of.
Yeah.
So they've got Spore, the Origins.
Oh, just in the cell phase?
Yeah. It's kind of, yeah.
It's the weakest phase of the game.
Yeah. And the Fast and the Furious Lite, not bad. But I bought Asphalt Urban GT 4.
That sounds about the craziest game ever next to a off-road Velociraptor Safari.
That sounds pretty crazy.
It's awesome.
It's probably better than this. I mean, it was $1, so it's not bad. I mean, it's got... okay graphics. Better than the DS, but not as good as the PSP.
Really? Now, better than the DS.
A lot of these games have better graphics than the DS.
Hmm.
And they're clearer, too. Got, like, that high-definition quality.
Ah, HD.
Yeah.
On a handheld? That's unheard of.
I know. And then Tokutori, which is on WiiWare for $10. You can get the whole thing here for $1. Putting the Wii to shame. Oh yeah, Da Blob Light. You were telling me you bought that.
I did buy Da Blob.
Have you played it much yet?
Half an hour, maybe. don't know, it's fun. I'll play it probably when I get home. I was playing some Urban Rain that's occupying my time. Because it's so hard. Oh.
See, I've never even, like, heard of Urban Rain.
Well, so Josh, as most of you listening probably haven't, it's like a 3D beat-em-up. You go on, like, missions where you have to beat up a certain number of people. Like, they don't keep coming. There's a set number of people, and you're, like, in an arena. Yeah. And you just have to beat them. It's strictly hand-to-hand combat. You have the coolest name ever. Brad Hawk.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And you're pretty much this professional street brawler, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a good job.
Yeah, and this lady just says, look, start a gang war, pretty much. So you go angering all these gangs, and you have to go fight people. Some of these people, they just are relentless. You're on the ground, doesn't matter. They come over you, punch you in the face. Well, I do that too, but...
Yeah. So he's just going around picking fights with gangs?
Well, there's like an order. There's an order to it, but yes, pretty much.
Does he get like money or something? Like, there's a motive here? Is he just a bloodthirsty killer?
I'm pretty sure he gets money from this mysterious woman, but I don't know, it's very light RPG elements. Like, you can choose what you want to level up, like your strike, grapple, toughness of like certain body regions, head, midsection, and lower body, or like your legs. Because like, as you attack like a certain part, it can like break. And then, like, when you attack there, it does a lot more damage than normal. So that's pretty clever. And I did this mission yesterday where I had to break some guy's legs. So we had to crawl back to his master. So.
Is there gratuitous amounts of blood and.
There really isn't. It's only rated T.
Aw.
It's. I don't know. It's a fun game, but it's hard. Just know what you're getting into.
So how much, like, used is this?
$10. At GameStop, yeah.
Yes, GameStop, the company that sells open games as new. I just learned that they did that. Now I've lost some respect. But I'll still buy stuff from them.
Yeah. Well, something that's I found sort of surprising about them, the only reason they sell used games is they can't make any money off the new games, just because how many fees they have to pay back to, like, the company, like shipper and like all that stuff to them.
Yeah.
So
but then like the actual game companies can't make any money off the used stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know, it's kind of screwing each other over.
Yep. And then when I bought Urban Rain yesterday, I also bought Flat Out, the racing game.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten to play that yet, but I've heard a lot of good things about that, hence I bought it. Then I also bought De Blob, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
And I really like the presentation of it. It's like all the color, well, eventually once you paint everything, it looks good. And also the music. Like, the music reacts like what color you're painting stuff. Mm-hmm. So like, if you're painting red, like you'll hear a bunch of trumpet stuff. The music's all like jazz and funk though. But it's like really good jazz and funk, so
yeah. So, hopefully, M80 is listening to this and knows that we will give positive reviews to good games they send us.
That are not named Destroy All Humans, Big Willy Unleashed.
Because we were supposed to get the blob sent to us for free.
But no.
They know, it never happened. And
I had to buy it for $18.
I've emailed them and they won't say anything. I don't know, I think they kind of...
Real professional.
I think they just kind of quit their whole little campaign.
FML.
Yeah. Which is sad because it was really cool getting free stuff.
And it always is.
We kind of have to get lucky to get deals like that. Like, before I've written to companies when I was with my other blog saying, you know, why don't you send us some free stuff to review? They didn't respond. Of course they won't respond. They probably get stuff like that all the time. So, yeah, M80, we miss you.
Please help us.
Yeah. So is that all you're playing, Matt?
Well, Off-Road Velociraptor Safari. It's a free online game, just like go Google it or whatever. You don't even have to make an account at the site. You can just jump in and play. Well, you're on a safari hunting velociraptors, but you don't have a gun. The really only weapon you have is a big flail thing that comes out of your vehicle, and you whack them with it. You also use that to, like, pick them up and carry them to the checkpoint. You can also run them over, and you get points for doing tricks and stuff, and it's crazy.
That sounds pretty crazy.
You have to check it out, Josh.
I should. I will eventually if I can remember it.
I'll make sure you remember it.
Sure. So, I've been doing some Call of Duty World at War because Biggs, who we mentioned earlier, is always inviting me to join him at that, you know, when I'm playing Soul Calibur 4 and dominating children.
If you're playing Soul Calibur 4, why does he expect you to switch games for him?
Because he just expects stuff from people to suit his needs.
Oh, what a hog. But, he's an ogre.
Like, he prestiged, and then, like, 3 days later, he was almost to the next one. But it was the double XP weekend,
but
so...
But still, 3 days.
Yeah, that's not very much at all. He's just good at search and destroy, which, you know...
Yeah, it doesn't make it you, like, a lot of points.
Yeah, during double XP weekend, it's 100 points for every kill.
No,
200 for planting the bomb.
And don't you get bonus points for even winning.
Yeah, so... I mean, if you're good at that, I can see.
You can farm it pretty well.
Yeah, and he is good, you know.
Better than you?
Probably. The last time I played him one-on-one, I think it was like a tie.
You can't let it stay a tie.
I know, I should play him one-on-one again. And record it. No.
Oh, right, something else we wanted to do, the, our brawl tournament that we did last year.
We gotta do that again, but we need more people.
Yeah.
So it's,
we could get, Biggs might join, but probably not.
Maybe he'd lose, because he's an Xbox person now.
He's a gamer.
No, yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, I never told you about these gamers I saw when I was in GameStop. So I was being checked out, you know, they have like a display case of all the popular games. One of them is Halo ODST.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys, these big macho guys, walk in and are like, oh, Halo ODST. Yeah, I hear it has all the same weapons. They were just
all the same, though. I mean, they say that like it's a good thing.
Yeah. And they were also looking like at Halo Wars, and they're like, "Oh, I hear that's not a real Halo game." And they're just. I wanted to record it and put it on YouTube. Gamers in natural habitat.
So, like, what age were they about?
Maybe in college or like past college.
Yeah.
So, that's your gamer right there, the college age male.
Were they wearing Hollister and Abercrombie?
They were wearing like polos, like I'm wearing. Yeah. I think khaki shorts. I think one of them was wearing a cap.
Yeah.
But not like a baseball cap, like a Hollister cap.
Oh yeah.
So.
Do they have a shell necklace?
I don't think so.
Couldn't complete the look.
No. But they weren't wearing, I don't think they were wearing sandals or mandals.
Mandals. So, yeah, those gamers, they're everywhere.
They are.
You know, there's not all these hardcore people like us.
Yeah, high five. Audio spike.
We should look.
Oh.
See the audio.
Oh, you're taking too long. Oh.
We're at about 38 minutes, so what are we going to talk about now? Are we going to just ramble?
I think that's long enough, yeah.
So, are we going to do that brawl thing anytime soon, do you think? Or
We should.
We got to get Burning Baboon, Biggs.
Maybe.
If we could do it online, we could probably get, you know, Mario Bros. 2 something.
No, he's too good. One of us has to win.
Yeah, it'd be kind of embarrassing if we lost, but it just might happen.
Mm.
You got to accept it.
Maybe. I don't know. I think it should be all writers. So, does Joe will beat John? Is he very good?
No, we could beat him. Because he doesn't have a Wii.
I know, but...
Or GameCube or anything. He's not really real practiced up in his Super Smash Brothers. If we played him in Call of Duty 4, we'd probably lose, though.
I could take him.
I'm sure he could.
I'd move to him.
I'm sure you would. So, I guess we should just leave with that.
Yep, noob tubing.
Noob tubing. Firing the lasers.
TTYL.
Exactly. We took this all in one take without pausing.
That's pretty good. We usually take three or four.
I know. And then we put them all together and you never even notice because the editing is so amazing.
Nice job.
So, goodbye, everyone.
See ya.
See ya.